Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Are you on your kingdom marriage journey and you are just about to give up? Has your faith been wavering? Has your hope been stolen? Have you been feeling crazy for believing God? Have you been led by your emotions? Have you given up multiple times on this kingdom journey? Well, I am here to let you know that God is redeeming your time. God is redeeming your mistakes. God is redeeming your obedience. And he is redeeming everything that the enemy has stolen from you. There is a time frame in which God would like for us to basically get it together. There are some mindsets, there are some triggers, there are some things that we have yet to identify and heal from in order to become the godly wife he is calling us to be. I have been in this kingdom marriage journey for almost 2 years, and God has taught me a lot about myself, but also how he is going to get glory for this miraculous story. If you have been struggling in your kingdom marriage journey and you are needing community, if you are needing mentorship, if God is calling you to become a different version of yourself throughout this process, not even just for kingdom marriage, but in general, for all of the other promises that God has given you, join the Position to Pursue coaching program to show you how to become a godly wife. This coaching program is filled with videos, trainings, and live sessions that will be available to you upon purchase. You will receive a video every single week to help you along this journey, help you create new mindsets, and get rid of toxic ones. This program will also include prayer calls and a community of other women who are on this journey as well. Go ahead and sign up for the Position to Pursue coaching program, officially launching September 30th. See you there. What is up, y'all? I know. Please do not come for me. Okay. I know that it has been a minute since I've gotten on the podcast, since I've spoken to you all, since you've seen me, heard me, experienced me. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just glad to be back, okay? We're going to get into the specifics later on, but I am extremely happy to be in front of the camera. I am recording this podcast episode on my camera. So if you aren't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Drea KTV, go ahead and do so. But yeah, we're here. All right, we're here, we're functioning, we're alive. Okay, our faith has been renewed, amen. Our zeal has been activated, okay? And yeah, if this is your first time tuning in, my name is Drea K. I am an entrepreneur, a creative, all of the things, okay? And if you've been here for a while, y'all know it'd be so hard to explain myself and what I do. I go into the prophetic sometimes, okay, all the time, really, or, you know, I'm just a regular person, okay? I'm a regular person that is doing the work of the Lord. I am a business owner, entrepreneur. I am a singer, songwriter. I just recently put out a R&B EP called Things I Never Said. Y'all, I finally put some music out. My God, what's going on? What is the Lord doing on the inside of me? I put my EP out in June, and it has been an exciting ride, to say the least. So, yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm a mother. I am all of the things, okay? But let's not get caught up on titles, okay? Let's just say she loves the Lord, and the Lord loves me. okay? And he be telling me to say stuff, and sometimes I don't be wanting to say it, but we're just gonna say it, we're just gonna do it, and yeah, we're here. So I am excited to relaunch the Living in Pursuit podcast. I know last time I left you guys with an episode, I was in a season of testing, literally testing my faith, testing my obedience, and I literally did not know how to navigate that season. I was living at home with my parents. I was trying to pursue all of the things that God is just now allowing me to pursue. I was doing just a lot. I was in the literally in the middle of my kingdom marriage journey. I am still along this journey with a lot of you ladies. And I was just doing a lot. I was trying to do the podcast. I didn't have as much clarity on my business. I didn't have much clarity in just the vision for my life. But recently, God has given me so much clarity. I've come into a season. Let me say that. I've come into a new season, the new thing that God is walking me through and walking me into. And I am learning how to navigate that. I am a full-time entrepreneur now. My God, what are you doing to me? And I am on this entrepreneurship journey, and it's a faith walk, to say the least. Every single day, I am being challenged to have faith in God. I am being challenged to get out of my flesh. I am being challenged to really wholeheartedly trust and believe in the promises that God has spoken over my life. So this podcast is to encourage you all on your journeys of pursuit. I have learned that in order to see the fruit of what I am doing, to see the fruit of the promise, I have to stay consistent. Even if my faith is wavering, even if things aren't going the way I expect them to, even in the discouragement, even through the disappointment, even through the challenges, I have been through so much since the last time I've put out an episode. Literally, my health has been not declining. I ain't speaking that over my life. Amen. But I've recently had some health issues. My hair started falling out. Goodness. I had in May, it started, my health just started like attacking me. It literally felt like I was being attacked, and it still does. The enemy is a liar. But I had like a hormone imbalance. I had acne all over my face. Didn't even know where this acne came from. And I'm sitting up here like, Lord, if kingdom marriage and the promise takes all of this, I don't want it. Take it back. Return to sender, okay? Because this is too much. This is too much on my mind. This is too much on my body. This is too much on my heart. Like, what are you doing to me? And I've just been through a lot of challenges, a lot of ups and downs, to the point where I've decided not to run away anymore. Like, in the past, in the previous seasons, if I would experience disappointment, discouragement, or, you know, something just not going the way that I planned, if I wasn't experiencing the fruit of, you know, my prayers, or, you know, just whatever, I would get discouraged and I would just shut down. I would isolate. I would, you know, forget this whole Jesus thing. I'm finna go do my own thing. Okay. I'm finna go get a job. I'm finna go do all of the things right. And God, in his graciousness, in his patience, my God, always leads me back to the thing. He always leads me back to the thing that he promised me, the things that he is promising me. He always leads me back to the path. Okay. So I am excited to be back. I have missed you all. I am literally just experiencing a new version of myself. I am tapping into something that I've never experienced before, and I am here to just, you know, share my experience with you guys. So if you can tell by the title of this episode, I want to talk to you guys about a second chance. Literally, this is something that God has been revealing to me spiritually. Like, I have been, my life has been a representation of this word, okay? I wrote some things down. As you all know, if you're new here, my laptop is right here. So it's better for me to write things down so I don't forget it. But it's also like, I'm in project management. Okay, I like to be organized. Okay, so I write some things down. And I'm going to share some of those things with you. But yeah, my life. So if you see me looking down, I guess that's what I wanted to say. If you see me looking down, I'm looking at my laptop and my notes. So where do we begin? God keeps bringing me back around to the things that I gave up on. God keeps bringing me back to the things that I've constantly ran away from. And I do believe that the main thing that I have been running from is my identity in Christ. I am an entrepreneur. I wasn't meant to, you know, pursue or have a 9-to-5. Like, that was evident. That was clear. Like, my whole 20s, that was clear. I'd have had millions of jobs, right? But I have been running from entrepreneurship for a long time because I did not trust God. I did not trust that this was the path that he wants me to be on. I did not trust that this was my life. I did not trust the lifestyle of an entrepreneur. I like stability. Okay. I don't like people sending me late notices. I don't like getting evicted. I don't like not having a plan. Okay. But recently, God has been reminding me of all of the times that he told me to do something in my entrepreneurship journey, and it worked. The same things that I was running away from in previous seasons are the exact things that God has been wanting me to embrace and obtain and adopt in my life. Like, blessings are literally in our faces. God is like leading us down a path that seems scary, that seems unobtainable, but these are the very blessings that he wants to give to us if we yield to the Holy Spirit, if we believe, if we renew and transform our minds into believing that this is the life, this is the thing that God wants us to have, right? And a lot of times when we run, it's because of fear. And this whole podcast is about how to stop living in fear. And look at me. Okay. Literally, I could not recognize that it was fear until I started to identify my behaviors. I didn't realize that it was fear until I started identifying the cycles that I would be in. Right? So there would be a cycle of God would show me something. I'd believe it for a while. If it didn't go my way or if it wasn't successful immediately, instant gratification, hello. If it wasn't producing fruit immediately, I would get scared. I would back out. I will cancel the event. I would just cancel the thing that he was telling me to do and showing me that he wanted me to do. And I would run away from it. And I would convince myself. I would believe the lie of the enemy and convince myself, oh, this ain't God. This ain't Jesus. This just must be me. I must have just seen somebody else do it. And now I want to do it. Whole time, God had been exposing me to entrepreneurship for years. He's been exposing me to coaching. He's been exposing me to business. He's been exposing me to all of these things because he's showing me, this is what I want you to do. Since you ain't listening to me in your prayer time, Andrea, let me show you. And so that cycle repeated itself for years. Literally, I am in my brand new apartment. Well, I just moved in here February. I moved in February. I've been here ever since. This is the nicest apartment I've ever had. I had got a little money before I moved into this apartment. Oh, Jesus. What is funny is that February was the exact month that I moved into my old apartment. Literally, the month of February of 2021 or 2022. It must have been 2022, I think. That February, I moved into my old apartment, right? And so I'm doing all of the things that I'm doing now. Creating coaching programs. Doing my podcast. Like, literally, my life right now is a reflection of the last season. The only difference is God is showing me, look at this cycle you've been in. I'm going to bring around every single thing that I told you to do that you have yet to do to show you this is what I want you to do. And it's literally the details are going to be so exact that it's going to scare you. The details are going to reveal that you did not trust me last time. The details are going to reveal that I wanted you to do this last year, but you delayed it because of your fear. You delayed it because of your doubt. You delayed it because of your disobedience, your inability to trust me. So you circled around that wilderness again, but this time I'm showing you that this is what I want you to do because I'm giving you a second chance. I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself. See, last time you had like this unexplainable faith. You had this unexplainable, you know, drive and ambition that God himself was giving me, right? But you failed to believe in the plan. You failed to believe that you could prosper. You failed to believe that I, God, was going to bless the work of your hands. You failed to believe it. And you got scared and you started to shrink yourself. You allowed instant gratification to move you and sway you to do certain things instead of being obedient to what I called you to do. God was literally showing me how my inconsistency created the cycle. You were inconsistent in your faith. You were inconsistent in your belief. You were inconsistent in your actions. You were inconsistent in your behavior, which is why you have not seen the result. Which is why the promise has not been released to you, because you failed to be consistent. This is not like a one-time thing. Like, literally, my mindset in my coaching firm, my coaching business, to be exact, for an example, I used to treat entrepreneurship and treat my coaching business as like a one-off thing. Like, I didn't have a vision for it. I didn't like see it as something that I could be like consistent in or something that I can make a career out of. It was just, oh, let me create a program and dip. Let me create a membership and dip. Let me do this and dip, because I wasn't consistent in my thinking and consistent in my belief that, oh, God really wants me to do this for life. It's not just for a season. This is my life that he's showing me. He's showing me that he is training me into become a full-time entrepreneur. He's training me into become a music artist. He's training me all of the desires, all of the things that was written in my plan, the plan that God created for my life, the plan that God has for me, everything that was written, God has been showing me this entire time. But when you operate in fear, and when you operate in unbelief, my God, when you operate in unbelief, you create these cycles and you wonder a year later why you are experiencing the same things that you experienced last year. You're wondering why your business has not progressed. You're wondering why that Jesus, why that idea keeps coming to your mind. You wonder why God keeps pressing it upon your heart to complete this thing. You're wondering why it's becoming more and more like not even agitating, but God keeps pressing it on your heart. He keeps showing it to you. He keeps revealing it to you. He keeps reminding it to you, because this is what he wants you to do. It's not just what he wants you to do for the moment. It's what he wants you to do consistently. Every day. He wants you to believe him every day. He wants you to be consistent in your prayers every day. He wants you to be consistent even when you experience challenges and setbacks. He wants you to be consistent in that too. Andrea, am I talking to myself? So I believe that God is giving us a second chance to redeem ourselves. And also, let's acknowledge the fact that when we come into agreement with unbelief, when we come into agreement with doubt, when we come into agreement with the confusion and the fear, we are coming into agreement with the enemy. Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God tells us to cast all of our anxieties onto him. The word literally tells us not to come into agreement with all of these things, but that flesh, that toxic mindset, those toxic behaviors that were developed in trauma, that were developed in your past. This is how you're used to doing things your way. So this is creating the cycle. This is creating the toxicity. This is creating the delay. You're used to believing yourself over the Holy Spirit because you never had to trust God in a way that would cause your life to change. God is calling us to make life-changing decisions in this season. Life-changing. So if he told you to move, it's the time to do so. If he told you to quit your job, it's the time to do so. Whatever God is telling you to do, September is the month of movement. Jesus, September is the month of movement. So whatever he called you to do, whatever he's showing you to do, whatever he's telling you to do, it's time to move. It's time to put your butt into some movement. You do not want to look at your life a year from now and regret what you didn't do and what you didn't move on, what move you didn't pursue, what thing you didn't do that God told you to do. A lot of you all are in a season of kingdom marriage, and the enemy has stolen your faith. He has stolen your hope. He has stolen or he's trying to steal your integrity. He's trying to like infiltrate your mind and trying to get you to doubt and believe that you did not hear God correctly. This is a season of movement. Jesus, this is a season of transformation. What you used to doubt, God is calling you not to doubt that thing anymore. What you used to do in your own strength, God is calling you to do things in him, in with his spirit, through the Holy Spirit. He wants you to walk by faith and not by sight. He actually wants you to do that each and every day. Like, that's not just a scripture. That's your life. That's your new life. A lot of us have walked into something new that is scary, that is intimidating, but it is requiring a different version of ourselves. You have to become a different version of yourself to be a kingdom wife, to be a godly wife. You have to become a different version of yourself to be an entrepreneur. You have to become a different version of yourself to be the mother that cultivates gifts on the inside of your prophetic children. Okay, because I don't know what's going on, but we birthing some prophets. Okay, these ain't regular kids. Okay, I don't know what lineage, I don't know what generation, I don't know what God is doing in this new generation, but these are not regular kids. These people are prophets, pastors, innovators, like seers, highly gifted and highly intelligent individuals at an early age. We have to shift our focus and become a different version of ourselves in order for God to get the glory for our story. This was written for us. God keeps showing you the pages. He keeps showing us the pages of our lives. Okay, this season, in this chapter, I want you to quit your job and become a full-time entrepreneur. You're not going to worry about where the money's coming from. I'm going to provide. I'm going to give you the ideas. I'm going to give you the power to obtain wealth. Just don't forget me. Deuteronomy 8:18. This season, in this episode of your life, I'm going to call you to kingdom marriage, but this process and this journey is going to sanctify you. This ain't no regular relationship. I'm going to send you a mirror, which is your husband. I'm going to send you a mirror to show you and reveal to you the things that you have not yet healed from. I'm going to sanctify you in this season. So get the fairy tale out of your mind. Stop only focusing your attention on the wedding, what it's going to look like, what you're going to wear, the colors, the details, the cake, all of that. Like, it's cool. We can worry about that later. But right now, I need you to change your mindset. I need you to change your habits. I need you to change everything about you that is not like me. Good Lord. So when I say God is giving you a second chance, he's giving you an opportunity to do something differently. He's giving you the opportunity to do it right this time. Not perfect, but right. He's giving you the opportunity to believe. I was reading a story in Deuteronomy or Numbers or something, and it was talking about how the reason why the Israelites stayed in the wilderness so long is because of their unbelief. And when I look back over my life and I look back over my situations, I look at my finances, I've looked at, you know, my friendships, I've looked at my relationships, I've looked at all of the things that I wanted to do, all of the desires that I tried to pursue in my own strength. When I look back on all of that, I realize unbelief stopped me from obtaining the very things that God was trying to give me. I didn't believe that I could become a full-time entrepreneur. I didn't believe that I can trust God. Let's be honest here. I didn't believe that I had it in me to produce wealth. I didn't believe. God had to keep showing me. And let's if you get so consumed with confirmation, receiving confirmation, that is a form of disobedience. That is a form of rebellion. Oh, God, I just need you to confirm this thing 10 times in order for me to do it. Oh, Lord, I just need you to show me that I'm on the right path. I need you to show me a million times that this is what you want me to do. Because if you don't show me, if you don't give me 10 to 100 signs a day, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to step out on faith. I'm not going to be obedient. And God like, oh, what you're not going to do in this season is play with me. Because what I will do is allow you to circle back around that wilderness for a third year and a fourth year until you get yourself up out this cycle, until you get so tired of repeating this cycle, till you get so tired of repeating seasons. I'm gonna let you do it, but I'm gonna give you the grace to do it. I'm gonna allow you to do it, but I'm also give you the grace to do it. So when we are talking about a second chance, God is giving you the second chance to think differently about your situation. You may be experiencing something familiar, but this is your time and your opportunity and your chance to do it correctly. This is your time to look at the rejection differently. This is the time to look at your abandonment issues differently. This is the time to look at your triggers differently. Because not only is God giving us a second chance to obtain the promise and obtain the things that he wants to give to us, he's giving us a second chance to pursue righteousness. He's giving us a second chance to pursue wholeness, to become the version of ourselves that he had in mind. This ain't the time to get in your feelings. This ain't the time to mask and run away from your emotions. This is the time that you, oh Jesus, that you step in to what he has been showing you and calling you to do for years. Okay. I hope this was a blessing to you all. Like, this whole episode, like the fact that I'm even doing this episode, the fact that I'm in front of this camera, the fact that I am staring at my computer screen again, looking at this, looking at myself recording my podcast episode, like I've been here before multiple times. I've been here before. I know this too well. I know this cycle too well. But the difference is going to show up when I become consistent. God is redeeming the time the unbelief, the fear, all of the things that we came into agreement with that was unlike him, that was not like him, that was not a part of his character, all of the lies that we believed, okay? God is redeeming the time, everything that the enemy stole from you. Coming into agreement with unbelief is demonic, okay? Coming into agreement with fear is demonic. And so that time that we spent wavering in our faith, wavering in our belief, God is going to redeem that time. And he about to kick the devil on the head. Oh, you had thought. Oh, okay. So look, I hope that this episode was encouraging to you all. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. This podcast is going to be, I did rebrand Living in Pursuit. So we are going to focus more on spiritual development and on entrepreneurship and business. So if you are interested in receiving emails from me, go ahead and go to thedreak.com. Sign up for my email list. I'm going to put a link in the show notes below so you guys can sign up for my email list. Tell me what kind of content you want in these emails. If you're on your kingdom marriage journey, if you're an entrepreneur, if you are, you know, just needing Jesus in your life, sign up for my email list. That's how I will be communicating with you guys on and off of social media. Also follow my YouTube channel. She's building, okay? Drea K TV on YouTube. Also, I started a new Instagram page. Don't come for me. Started a new Instagram page. I had that whole episode about Instagram is an idol. And done started a new Instagram page. Don't come for me. So if y'all are on social media, Instagram, I'll be posting on there. I'm just talking about my journey in entrepreneurship and business and music and, you know, everything like that. Follow me on TikTok. Like, look, I'm on all of the things, okay? Because the Lord just got me out here, you know, just got me out here living in pursuit. And, you know, that's just what we're going to do, okay? Ladies, if you are on your kingdom marriage journey, my God, please, please join the Position to Pursue program. I created a whole coaching program on the Kingdom Marriage Journey. There is a call to righteousness for wives. I know you have been worried about this man. I know God has been showing you a lot of things about this man, but it is time for you to focus on you. Okay. It is time for you to redeem yourself from certain actions, certain things that you've said out of context. It's just time to build your discipline, okay? So we are going to be disciplining our emotions, disciplining ourselves in our actions, identifying toxic behaviors, identifying toxic mindsets and beliefs, and we are going to create new ones. We're going to create new habits. We're going to create new mindsets. There is so much that God has taught me along this journey that I just needed to create a program. Like, I put it into multiple videos. If you all are interested in it, you can sign up for it. The link is also going to be in the show notes. It's also going to be on my website, DreaK.com. I have been charged to do this program. Like, I have not been wanting to do this. I still don't want to do it, but I feel led. I feel like there is a time frame. I feel like this is something that God is like really calling me to do. So if you are interested, if God has been trying to get you to stop being controlled and led by your emotions, this program is for you. It is designed to help you with all of those things and also give you revelation on what you're dealing with. Okay, because there are some spirits that are attacking you, that are attacking your marriage, that are attacking your promise, that are attacking your husband, and you need to be equipped. Okay, so go ahead and sign up for that. And yeah, I am super excited to be back, as you can see. I love you guys, and is that all I want to say? What else we got to say? What else we got to talk about? No, that's it. I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye.